Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 105 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about some deep concepts.
What would you do if you found out you were adopted?
Interesting question. I think it might explain a lot.
Probably. Yeah, because you are kind of the, I don't want to say black sheep of the family, but...
We'll say outlier.
Yeah, you're the outlier. That'd be interesting. I mean, be a really good secret to be held for a long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I had a partner for a while that was in that situation. He did not find out that he was adopted until he was an adult.
Mm-hmm. Did it bother him?
He didn't talk like he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, he took after his family that raised him.
Okay.
Because he liked to fight all the time.
Okay.
He was from a big Italian family, and they bickered constantly, and that's what he liked to do.
Mm-hmm.
It wore on me.
No, I bet. Yeah, you're not very, what's the proper word?
I don't like...
Conflict.
Conflict, yeah.
Yeah.
And it turned out, do you remember the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Mm-hmm.
In that show, he was a writer for a TV show in that series.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two other writers,
mm-hmm.
a man and a woman, and I can't remember the characters' names or the actor's name. But the woman was his actual birth mother.
Oh, really? I wonder if his dad was Dick Van Dyke.
No, his father was... His father was his biological father.
Okay.
And the woman who raised him knew that he was not her child, but raised her as though he was.
Okay.
He didn't know about it till he was an adult.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did he ever meet his biological mother?
I don't know. I never asked.
Hmm. Be interesting. Well, back then, I mean, if she had him at a wedlock, it would probably be... That's when it was a big hush-hush no-no.
Mm-hmm.
So,
probably very, very few people knew then.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do, really. I don't think anything would change. I mean, I would still view my mom as my mom, I think. Especially this late in life. I mean, I'm 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chances of my meeting, if I did actually have different biological parents, they're probably dead and gone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I don't think it would change
Everybody
anything.
Says you are exactly like your father.
Yeah, so...
Everybody says that about me, too, so I don't think it's a possibility.
Yeah, so... I don't think really I have to worry about that at all.
But it's a very interesting question.
Oh, yeah, very interesting question. But I think we're both pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Not that being adopted is bad or anything.
No, not at all. Nope, we probably need more adoptions. Mm-hmm. Instead of foster care and stuff like that, so... But yeah, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with adoption.
What if you found out that you were the star of the Truman Show?
What do you mean, I'm not already? That's an interesting concept, too. I think it'd freak you out. I think, you know, you actually realize that the world was watching everything you did. I think your attitude would change quite a bit. I think you're...
You think about all those times you masturbated.
Yeah. Things you do around when people aren't around, yeah. You know. Things you do and say, you know, good thing no one's around to hear that, and then find out that the whole world is actually watching it. So,
I never thought about that, but I have thought that perhaps that I'm a character in a video game or something.
Okay.
A very, very elaborate game.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Maybe it's because I've led kind of a charmed life, I think.
Okay.
Things could have been... A lot worse for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, would you change anything?
I don't know how I could.
Yeah. Well, you'd know you were famous.
Hmm.
I'd ask for more money. Yeah,
put me. And they show your show's canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you just lost your show. Sorry, everyone around the world hears wah wah wah. So, all right.
Interesting that we can take such deep concepts and make them funny.
Yeah. What habit do you have that you think that many other people have?
I'm thoughtful.
Are you?
I think about things before I do them.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people just live their life by the seat of their pants. It really annoys me.
You married me, all right? Yeah, no, I try to. I'm not very good at it, but... no, you plan everything out.
Really, the only way that we can plan things out is if I say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and how should we do it?
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, I am more fly by the seat of my pants than everything. Yeah, and that drives you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You want things planned out like a week or two in advance, where I'm more spontaneous. Well, I can't think of a habit that I have that many people don't have. I'm pretty boring.
I don't think boring is a habit that other people want.
Yeah. So, I guess that's my habit. It's boring. yeah, I really don't think... Nothing stands out to me, really. What do you think?
No, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, so. All right. What gross and unhygienic things do people do that bother you? Well, this is going to be a laundry list.
If that was the case, our house wouldn't be near as messy as it is.
Yeah.
Okay, the number one top thing is people who have a baby and a baby carrier will come into a restaurant carrying this baby in a carrier. And they, of course, need to get an infant seat at the restaurant to put their child in. So in the meantime, they set that baby carrier down on some other table.
Mm-hmm.
The carrier that could have been set in dog shit for all they know.
Yeah.
They're going to sit on some other table that other people are going to eat off of.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that grosses me out the most is that women do this, and it pisses me off. It's when they grab their money from their bras.
Mm.
I think that's the most disgusting thing in the world. And it's just...
Because you know where it's been.
It's gross. It's just gross and it's inconsiderate.
Usually sweaty.
And it's damp and it's stuck together. I told you the one time what I did to one customer, didn't I?
Mm-mm.
I broke change and I rubbed it on my balls.
So you dropped your pants and your underwear and you rubbed it on your balls.
I made the motion. I was like, yeah, that didn't go over real well at work, but it was funny as fuck. Oh, sorry. So the look on that woman's face was priceless. Because I'm like, man, I really...
You now put that in your bra.
Put that in your bra, yeah. Because I did. I rubbed it right up and down on my crotch. I was like... If she can hand me boo money, I can hand her ball sweat money. So... Yeah, that's probably my biggest pet peeve is when people do that. It's just so, and it is. It's wet. And it's, no. It's not okay. It's not okay in this.
So you lay that money down, and when it dries, I'll take it.
Yeah. Give me next time. What I should do is lay the money down and get like the hand sanitizer and just squirt it all over it. That would be best. So,
these questions have turned out better than I thought they would.
Yes.
How often is your brain on autopilot?
More than I care.
All the time.
All the time. It's easier to go through life that way. I mean, you don't have to worry as much. No, I'm constantly thinking at work and stuff like that. But I mean, I try not to dwell on things.
Hmm.
So I guess that would put me in autopilot.
Well,
I know you can't.
I see people do this at the grocery store all the time. They'll stop and they'll look at all the product and never mind that the cart is right in the middle of the path and blocking everybody else.
Yeah.
I think these people must be extremely lonely to live in a universe all of their own.
Yeah.
With nobody else in it.
Yeah. That's true. Because they do. I know. It just drives you crazy when we go through shopping and that happens.
Happens at the zoo, too, because people are looking one direction and walking in another direction. Mm. Not coordinating it.
Well, it's like last week when we went to the zoo. There was that whole family of like 10 people.
Trying to walk 10 abreast, on a sidewalk.
And we skipped to the other side of the zoo, so we wouldn't keep walking around them for the duration of the trip. So, yeah, it's too many people walk around on autopilot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not around. And that's why you see car wrecks and, you know, people dying from accidents, because people just don't pay attention to their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. This is a bizarre question. If when you died, you got put into a room for eternity with people who died the same way, how would you want to die?
Boredom.
That would not be a fun room to be in for eternity, though.
Well, doing anything for eternity. I guess I need to... I should be... I should die in an orgy.
That's what I was going to say. Masturbation or an orgy. Yeah. You took my answer. But even that would get old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. It's just... Yeah, nothing... Yeah, anything with an eternity just doesn't seem fun. I don't care how fun it would be at the moment. I mean, the eternity, the smell, after a while, that orgy would get really bad.
Do you know what my definition of eternity is?
What?
That time period that happens after you come before your partner does.
Yeah, there you go.
Always seems like an eternity.
Yeah, always. Because you're ready to finish and just get up and go. So.
Why do you think we dream?
Maybe to give our brain a break. Maybe just escape. I think maybe...
I think it's our way of the brain taking a dump during the day.
That's probably a good point, yeah. Just releasing all its random thoughts.
And that's more truthful than not, because they believe that the brain flushes out all of the poisons and whatever while you sleep.
Oh, really?
So your brain is probably getting all kinds of weird stimulus and it's trying to make sense of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Probably why our dreams are so bizarre.
Yeah. I had some really weird dreams last night. You were yelling last night in your dreams.
I was?
Yeah, I heard you. I
don't remember.
Yeah, when I made my sandwich at 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard you in there yelling a few times. So, but you have very visual dreams, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that would make sense that your brain... I had some really random dreams last night, and I can't remember what they were. They upset me when I woke up, but I've since forgotten about them. So.
And they say that dreams are when your brain moves temporary memory into more permanent storage. So if you don't dream, you'll be more forgetful.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. It's an interesting thought. There's so many things about our brains that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like why so many people don't have one.
Yeah, exactly. If you could choose the next president of the United States, who would it be?
Pete Buttigieg.
You took my answer, damn it. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't think there's much debate on that at all.
And I don't think we need to ask you who your least favorite president is.
I think that's pretty obvious, yes. The a-hole that got just convicted of 32 felonies.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Can't work at McDonald's, but you can be the leader of the free world.
Mm.
It's amazing, isn't it? So, yeah, we won't get on that soapbox right now because I'm pretty amped up about that.
Well, we've only got 15 minutes and we're almost done, so.
Yeah.
How do you think the world should change?
Not vote him in office. And to be honest, just like we said before in the podcast, people just be better. Be nicer.
Be the change that you want to see.
You want to see, yeah. I mean, if everyone just was 10% better and nicer, imagine what the world could be like. Just 10%.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
I often think the people who are just so rabidly homophobic, if they just put that energy towards something positive.
Like a hobby.
imagine how good they could do.
Mm-hmm. But they're so full of hate and rage that they can't.
And that's all that they have. Mm-hmm. That's all that they live for.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the people who follow that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's my answer to that. You know, just be better people. Try to be better. So, how about you?
I agree with that.
Okay. See? Would you rather go on a road trip or take a long flight?
I'd rather not do either. Not that I want to stay home, but I don't like the idea of driving a long distance, and I hate getting on a metal tube with wings.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I wanted to go on a long trip, I'd take the train.
That's a good point, yeah. That would be nice. Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to take the bus to the dregs of society or on the
smells bus. And sitting next to...
Mm-hmm.
Bad people. Just always seems like the fugitives on the bus with you from the movies. You know what I mean? So here we are.
The people who couldn't afford a plane ticket or a train ticket.
Yeah. Or on the bus. Yeah. And it's just bus stops are just like you said, it's like the dregs of society. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I'm good. Yeah. Road trips are fun when I was younger, but not so much anymore. But yeah, I probably want to take a train. Mm-hmm. But planes.
Especially those trains that were, they carry your car with you. When you get there, you already have your car.
Yeah. Yeah. My sister and brother-in-law have taken those before. They have one that goes from Virginia to Florida. So, for the snowbirds. And it's real convenient. Because they get, like, a sleeper car. And then just basically sleep in the sleeper car. And then in the morning, wake up in their, where they want to be. And just get on the car and go.
Hmm.
So... Yeah, they've done that when they come up to visit in New Jersey for summer. So then they have their own car to drive around. So
it probably sounds pretty expensive.
It is, but it's from what he said, it's about comparable if like you flew, and then you rented a car.
Hmm.
So
it's just the convenience you're paying for.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing now what you always wanted to do when growing up?
I didn't know what I do now existed when I was growing up. I didn't know about pawn shops or anything like that.
Hmm.
So, maybe no. I wanted to be a cop. But we all know how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
For the best. So, I mean, I don't hate my job. But it's a job. So,
not something you would do for free.
No. Hell no. No. I don't like people that much. It's like you just said when we went to the market. You just don't like people. Mm. When you deal with them like I do every day, and then you ask me how many of my customers have I seen, yeah.
Mm.
I got the few, like, obligatory, like, you know, I know who he is. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like, yeah.
Mm. Well, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a science fiction writer.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned...
Not everyone's Stephen King.
Yeah.
It's tough. At least you came to that realization you could be a starving author.
Hmm.
But, no, you know, it takes one book to make it big.
Yeah, I could be the next J.K. Rowling's.
No. No. So, you're not a homophobe or... transphobe, so. But. Is that it for us today?
Yep.
Wow, that went by quick. So, what's your favorite joke this week?
What should you tell the person who wants to buy you a coffin?
Not yet.
Well, that's just about the last thing I'll ever need.
That's not your best attempt, but that's good. That's good. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 105 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.